Hello, and welcome again to the Slider Insider, a sprint car racing podcast with a name that sounds vulgar, but it's not, and dirty because it is. My name is Sean, I'm your host. Let's get into episode number 15. I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Slider Insider Sprint Car Racing Podcast. We'll start things off. We had some pretty good racing action over the last week, but we did have some cancellations due to weather. World of Outlaws lost night number two of the Morgan Cup at Williams Grove on the 13th. We also lost the 13th at Knoxville. They got a significant amount of rain, which actually caused some flooding on the track and things of that nature. So they lost that night there. Houston's also, due to the weather moving through, lost the night of the 14th. The ASCS National Sprint Tour continues to be haunted by the weather this year. Unfortunately, losing Electric City Speedway on the 12th and Moberly Motorsports Park on the 13th, both scheduled nights over the weekend. So again, not having any good luck there. Wishing some better fortune there for the ASCS National Tour going forward. But it's been a pretty rough season for them as far as the weather's concerned. Also that night at Moberly Motorsports Park on the 13th, the Power Eye War Series was also scheduled that night and also canceled with that event. On the 13th, the Power Eye National Midgets at Macon Speedway also canceled due to the weather. So with the bad news out of the way, we'll go ahead and go over the race and action that we were able to get in over the last week. World of Outlaws on May 10th raced at Lincoln Speedway. Quick time for the night was Anthony Macri at 13.496 seconds. Heat race winners for the night were Macri, Gravel, Peck, and Schatz. For the main event, we had Brent Marks and Chad Trout starting the front row. Anthony Macri would go on to pick up the win. Brent Marks in second, David Gravel in third, Danny Dietrich in fourth, and Brad Sweet rounding out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Kyle Moody, going plus 13, 26th, 13th. Next, the World of Outlaws were at Williams Grove Speedway on May 12th for the Morgan Cup. Again, night two got canceled on the 13th, but they were able to get night one in on the 12th. They had 38 cars for the event. David Gravel went quick time at 16.760 seconds. Heat race winners included Peck, Macedo, Abreu, and Macri. For the main event, we have Brad Sweet and Rico Abreu starting the front row. Brad Sweet swept the event with Brent Marks coming in second, Donnie Schatz in third, Rico Abreu in fourth, and Anthony Macri in fifth. Hard chargers for the night were Freddie Raymer and Danny Dietrich, both going plus nine. So after the two nights of racing for the World of Outlaws, their current point standings are Brad Sweet in first, David Gravel in second, 36 points behind, Carson Macedo in third at 46 points behind, Logan Schuhart in fourth at 126 points behind, and Sheldon Hodenshield currently fifth in points at 184 points behind the lead. Next up, we had the All-Star Circuit of Champions at Jacksonville Speedway in Illinois on May 12th. At 38 cars for the event. Parker Price Miller went quick time at 10.228 seconds. Heat race winners included Nienheiser, Thiel, Windham, and Morrell. For a 35-lap main event, we had Chris Windham and Hunter Schoenberg starting the front row. Had a lot of lead changes and close racing up front there through the first part of the race between Schoenberg, Windham, and Parker Price Miller. Parker Price Miller ended up unfortunately spinning coming off of the banking, coming out of the turn. Was able to make his way back up through the field. Then we had a big raid come out for Zach Hampton. going into one of the turns, caught the banking and kind of up and over, ramping into the turn, bringing out the red there. Hunter Schoenberger would go on to take the win that night, with Chris Windham coming in second, Aaron Reitzel in third, Tyler Courtney in fourth, and J.J. Hickel in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Tyler Courtney, going plus 11. Next night, we had the All-Star Circuit of Champions and the IRA Bumper to Bumper Sprints teaming up for their Outlaw Challenge at Wilmot Speedway in Wisconsin on May 13th. Had 44 cars for the event. Quick time was Tim Schaefer at 12.397 seconds. Heat race winners included Morrell, Thiel, Schoenberg, and Courtney. For the main event, we had Hunter Schoenberg and Tyler Courtney starting the front row. Schoenberg jumped out to the early lead before Courtney took command with 21 laps to go and ran away with the remainder of the race. So Tyler Courtney would go on the win, Chris Windham in second, Hunter Schoenberg in third, Scotty Thiel in fourth, and Tim Schaefer in fifth. Hard charger for the night was J.J. Hickel, going plus 12. So with the conclusion of the weekend for the All-Stars, Tyler Courtney is currently in the lead in points. Hunter Schoenberg in second at 42 points behind, tied with Parker Price Miller, also at 42 points behind. Chris Windham in fourth, and 48 points behind. And J.J. Hickel currently fifth in points, 80 points behind the lead. For the IRA Bumper to Bumper Sprints, their current point standings are Jake Blackhurst in the lead, Jordan Goldsberry in second at 23 points behind, Brenham Crouch in third at 36 points behind, Blake Nemme in fourth at 44 points behind, and Travis Aarons currently fifth in points, 78 points behind the lead. Next up, we have the NARC King of the West Series for the Peter Murphy Classic at King Speedway in Hanford. On night one, on May 12th, we had 27 cars. Cole Macedo went quick time at 13.727 seconds. Heat race winners included Selzy, Johnson, and Day. For the main event, we had James McFadden and Cole Macedo starting on the front row. James McFadden would jump out to the early lead. There was an incident about mid-race between Chase Johnson and Cole Macedo, resulting in Cole Macedo getting upside down and Chase Johnson not too happy, whenever to have some words with his hands with Cole Macedo. So we had that event. On the restart, Corey Day was able to take command on lap 15, making the pass on James McFadden. Corey Day would go on to pick up the win. James McFadden in second, Dominic Selzy in third, Shane Golubic in fourth, and Colby Copeland round out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Tanner Holmes, going plus 11, 20th to 9th. Next night on May 13th, for night number two of the Peter Murphy Classic, we had 26 cars. Shane Golubic went quick time. Heat race winners included Sanders, Cox, and McFadden. For the 30-lap main event, we had Dominic Selzy and Shane Golubic starting the front row. Selzy and Golubic would battle for the lead early, but Selzy would ultimately take the win, with Golubic fading late in the race back to fifth. So the finish for the event was Dominic Selzy in first, Corey Day in second, James McFadden in third, Justin Sanders in fourth, and Shane Golubic round out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Jonathan Allard, going plus 14. So after the two-night event, current NARC King of the West point standings are Corey Day in first, Dominic Selzy in second, 16 points behind, Justin Sanders in third at 31 points behind, Shane Golubic in fourth at 43 points behind, and Justin Cox in fifth at 44 points behind the lead. Next up on May 14th, we had the Fast on Dirt Series at Knox Raceway. Had 22 cars for the event. Quick time went to Brandon Spithuller at 13.941 seconds. Heat race winners include Ray Hall, Clark, and Jedrzejczyk. The main event saw Sean Ray Hall and Greg Wilson start on the front row. Brandon Spitholer would go on to pick up the win. Greg Wilson coming in second. Justin Clark in third. Jack Sutterman Jr. in fourth. And Ricky Peterson round out the top five. So after the event, current point standings for the Fast on Dirt Series. Ricky Peterson in first. Brandon Spitholer in second, 29 points behind. Jordan Ryan in third at 48 points behind. Sean Ray Hall in fourth at 51 points behind. And Justin Clark currently fifth at 52 points behind the lead. Next, we had the High Limit Racing Series. Had their race at Wayne County Speedway on May 16th. Quick time for the event was Kyle Larson going 14.059 seconds. Heat race winners include Larson, McFadden, Sanders, and Courtney. For the main event, we had Chase Randall and Justin Sanders starting the front row. Kyle Larson would go on to pick up the win with Justin Sanders coming in second, Justin Peck in third, Brian Brown in fourth, and Rico Abreu in fifth. Hard charger for the night driving way through the field was Brian Brown going plus 21, 25th to 4th. So after the event, current point standings for the High Limit Racing Series, Kyle Larson in the lead, Anthony Macri in second at 27 points behind, Brian Brown in third at 30 points behind, Justin Sanders in fourth at 31 points behind, and Tyler Courtney currently fifth at 33 points behind the lead. Moving on to other weekly action for the Wing 410s, we had Attica Raceway Park on May 12th for the Eric Phillips 35th Anniversary Classic. We had 22 cars for the event. Quick time went to Skylar G at 12.817 seconds. Heat race winners included Brubaker, Henry, and Andrews. Main event saw Cap Henry and Skylar G on the front row. Skylar G would go on to pick up the win with Paige Poliak finishing in second. Cap Henry in third, Stuart Brubaker in fourth, and Byron Reed round out the top five. Next, we had Fremont Speedway on the 13th. Bryce Lucius went quick time at 12.738 seconds. Heat race winners included G, Henry, and Nida. For the main event, TJ Michael and Stuart Brubaker started on the front row. Skylar G would go on to pick up the win for his second night in a row, with Stuart Brubaker coming in second, Byron Reed in third, Bryce Lucius in fourth, Chris Andrews in fifth. So after the two nights at Attica and Fremont, the current AFCS point standings, we have Stuart Brubaker in first, Byron Reed in second at 10 points behind, Chris Andrews in third at 32 points behind, Bryce Lucius in fourth at 34 points behind, and Cap Henry currently fifth at 38 points behind the lead. Next, with their weekly show, we have Wayne County Speedway on May 13th. Danny Sams went quick time at 14.798 seconds. Heat race winners include Gunn, Street, and Myers. For the main event, we had Tyler Street and Chris Myers starting the front row. Tyler Street would go on to pick up the win with Jordan Ryan in second, Tyler Gunn in third, Justin Clark in fourth, and Ricky Peterson in fifth. Hard charger for the night coming from the B main was Justin Clark going plus 12, 16th to 4th. Next, we have Sharon Speedway in action on May 13th. Dan Shetler went quick time at 15.018 seconds. Heat race winners include Dale Blaney, Sisney, and Gallagher. For the main event, we had AJ Flick and Dave Blaney starting the front row. Dave Blaney would go on to pick up the win. Dylan Sisney in second, AJ Flick in third, Lee Jacobs in fourth, and Adam Kekich round out the top five. Hard chargers for the night. We had Cole Duncan, Brett Brunkenhofer, and Carl Bowser all going plus 10. Next up, we had Lernerville Speedway on May 12th. Heat race winners included Hoball and Kurger. For the main event, we had George Hoball and Danny Kurger starting the front row. Danny Kurger would go on to pick up the win. Brandon Spithaller in second, AJ Flick in third, Darren Gallagher in fourth, and George Hoball Jr. in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Brandon Spithaller going plus 8, 10th to 2nd. Current point standings at Lernerville are AJ Flick in first, Brandon Spithaller in second at 11 points behind, Danny Kurger in third at 22 points behind, Darren Gallagher at 24 points behind, and George Hoball Jr. currently in fifth at 34 points behind the lead. Next, we had Selins Grove Speedway on May 14th. Quick time for the night was Tyler Ross at 17.051 seconds. Heat race winners include Abreu, Macri, and Walter. For a 25-lap main event, Anthony Macri would go on to pick up the win, with Danny Dietrich coming in second, Rico Abreu in third, Tyler Ross in fourth, and Justin Whittle in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Devin Borden. Moving on to 360 race in action, we had the Great Lakes Super Sprints at I-96 Speedway on May 12th. And 26 cars for the event. Quick time went to Devin Doby at 13.913 seconds. Heat race winners include Danny Sams, Mike Keegan, and Darren Nida. For the main event, we had Jason Blonde and Darren Nida start on the front row. Jared Horstman would go on to pick up the win, with Brad Lamberson coming in second, Devin Doby in third, Max Stambaugh in fourth, and Mike Keegan in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Boston Meade, going plus 11, 21st to 10th. Current point standings for the Great Lakes Super Sprints, Max Stambaugh in first, Phil Gressman currently in second at 12 points behind. Third, we have Jared Horstman at 83 points behind. Dustin Daggett in fourth at 104 points behind. And Tyler Rankin currently fifth at 112 points behind the lead. Next up, we have the Sprint Car Challenge Tour going back to King Speedway alongside the NARC 410s. Sprint Car Challenge Tour on May 13th. Quick time went to Corey Day at 14.338 seconds. Heat race winners included Facinto, Selzy, Johnson, and Becker. For the main event, we had Mitchell Facinto and Sean Becker on the front row. Corey Day would go on to pick up the win with Justin Sanders in second, Mitchell Facinto in third, Kyle Hurst in fourth, Justin Cox in fifth. Hard chargers for the night were Justin Cox, Caleb Montgomery, and Dominic Gordon, all going plus 8. Current point standings for the Sprint Car Challenge Tour, Justin Sanders in first, Corey Day in second, 32 points behind. Tied for third are Justin Cox and Ryan Bernal, with 43 points behind. And Shane Golubic, currently fifth, and 55 points behind the lead. Next up, we had the Empire Super Sprints at Utica Rome Speedway in New York on May 12th. Heat race winners include Varon, Poirier, and Colagiovanni. For the main event, Pauly Colagiovanni would go on to pick up the win, with Danny Varon in second, Sean Donath in third, Jordan Poirier in fourth, and Jeff Cook round out the top five. Current point standings, Danny Varon is currently in first, Sean Donath in second, Jordan Poirier in third, Matt Tanner in fourth, and Jason Barney currently in fifth. Next, we had the MSCS non-wing sprints at Tri-State Speedway on May 13th. Heat race winners include Garrett, Hughes, and Schmidt. For the main event, Carson Garrett would go on to pick up the win. Kendall Rubel in second. J.J. Hughes in third. Chase Stockton in fourth. And Kent Schmidt finishing in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Danny Brackett going +8. And to finish things out, we had Paragon Speedway with the non-wing sprints on May 13th. Quick time went to Trey Osborne at 15.465 seconds. Heat race winners include Chapel, Spencer, and Leary. The main event saw Brandon Spencer and Jake Scott start in the front row. CJ Leary would go on to pick up the win, with Jake Scott finishing in second, Brandon Spencer in third, Trey Osborne in fourth, and Isaac Chapel in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Ryan Thomas going +9, 15th to 6th. So with this past week's racing action now in the books, we'll look forward to the schedule over the next week. The World of Outlaws are back in action Friday, May 19th at Attica Raceway Park. And then the next night, Saturday, May 20th at Sharon Speedway in Hartford, Ohio. All-Star Circuit of Champions come up on a busy week. They're at Outlaw Speedway in Dundee, New York on Friday, May 19th. Saturday, May 20th, they're at Fonda Speedway in Fonda, New York. And then on Sunday, May 21st, they'll be at Weedsport Speedway in New York as well. IRA bumper-to-bumper sprints are back in action at Plymouth Dirt Track on Saturday, May 20th. And then at Angel Park Speedway on Sunday, May 21st. The OVSCA sprints will be at Ohio Valley Speedway on Friday, May 19th. The NARC King of the West Series will be at Petaluma Speedway on Saturday, May 20th. Then we have the Power Eye Bandit Outlaw Series be at Lee County Speedway on Friday, May 19th. And Lake Ozark Speedway on Saturday, May 20th. Another weekly 410 action. On Friday, May 19th, we have Williams Grove Speedway and Lernerville Speedway. Saturday, May 20th, has Fremont Speedway, Wayne County Speedway, Lincoln Speedway, Port Royal Speedway, and Knoxville. Sunday, May 21st, has BAPS and Huset's. For the 360s, we have the NRA Sprint Invaders at Lima Land Motorsports Park on Friday, May 19th. The Great Lakes Super Sprints at Hartford Speedway in Hartford, Michigan on Friday, May 19th. Then we have the ASCS National Sprints set for action for a two-night event at Tri-City Speedway in Granite City, Illinois on Friday, May 19th and Saturday, May 20th. The USCS Sprints set for a two-night event at Southern Raceway in Milton, Florida, Friday, May 19th and Saturday, May 20th. In non-wing racing action, we have the Boss Sprints at Circle City Raceway in Indianapolis, Indiana on Friday, May 19th. And then at Montpelier Motor Speedway in Montpelier, Indiana on Saturday, May 20th. We have the MSCS Midwest Sprint Car Series in action at Paragon Speedway in Paragon, Indiana, Saturday, May 20th. We have the USAC National Midgets for a two-night event at the Belleville Short Track in Belleville, Kansas on Friday, May 19th and Saturday, May 20th. And then they'll be following that up with Sweet Springs Motorsports Park on Sunday, May 21st. We have the Extreme Outlaw Midgets will be back in action Tuesday, May 23rd and Wednesday, May 24th. And then the USAC Silver Crown Series will be at the Belleville High Banks in Belleville, Kansas, racing on the half mile. Saturday, May 20th. Just a few news things to follow up on. So after sitting out the suspension for the four races there for the Roth 83 team for James McFadden. I believe they should be eligible again for the race. Next race is here in Ohio for the World of Outlaws coming up this weekend if they choose to rejoin the tour. Also had a few driver car swaps. Again, as mentioned in the last episode, we had the moves from Parker Price Miller, Buddy Kofoid, making the decision to leave their teams. This past weekend, we saw Parker Price Miller driving the Redeem 26 for Zeb Wise during his time off for his injury for his concussion from Eldora. I do expect to see Wise back in that car once he's finished recovering. And Parker Price Miller, I know he has his own team available, so at least expect to see him back in action in his own car, if not able to work out a deal in another ride between now and then. Buddy Kofoid went to the Indy Race Parts 71 car for this past weekend, and also saw him in the Roth A3 JR car out there in California as well. For Corey Eliason, saw him move to the 11 car vacated by Buddy Kofoid. So not sure if that's a long-term move or something short-term just in the immediate absence. But again, a few car swaps there going on. We'll keep an eye on things there and see where those three drivers fall in the coming weeks. So with that, I'll go ahead and wrap things up for this episode of the Slider Insider Sprint Car Racing Podcast. As always, you can look us up on Facebook, like and follow us there, trying to get that thing going, and some info on there for merch if anybody's interested in that kind of thing. But other than that, we'll go ahead and wrap things up for this week. Again, this has been the Slider Insider Sprint Car Racing Podcast. My name is Sean, and I hope to see you next week.